Good morning.
Good morning.
早上好。
大家好。
大家好。Good morning.
That's right. Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
Can you believe it is 2020?
你可以相信吗？已经是2020年了。
So this is our first Sunday in the New Year, and we try to get off to a good start.
这是我们在新年度第一次的这个主日崇拜。我们希望有个好的开始。
Who knows what will happen in the coming year 2020?
有谁知道2020年会发生什么事呢？
We don't know.
我们不知道。
But God knows.
可是上帝知道。
All right, so to get off to a good start, let's begin with my buttons.
Thanks.
Okay.Let's begin with prayer.
让我们开始今天用祷告来开始我们今天的聚会。
So Heavenly Father,
爱我们的天父。
Yeah, it was really just shortly before his death that the Apostle Peter wrote this second letter that we're studying.
就在使徒彼得快要离世之前，他写了这第二封的书信。
Peter tells us we have something.Completely reliable.
彼得告诉我们，我们拥有一些完全可靠的东西。
He says we will do well to pay attention to it.
他告诉我们，你们要在这上面留意才是好的。
Like a light shining in the darkness.
就好像这个灯光照在黑暗当中。
So Lord, we pray on this first Sunday of the new year. Help us, Lord. Help us to see clearly we have something.Completely reliable.
所以今天在这新的一年，我们要知道我们手中有那完全可靠的东西。
We have your word. We have the Holy Bible.
我们有你的话语，我们有圣经。
So we not only have the stories in the Old Testament prophets, but we have the apostles' eyewitness testimony in the New Testament.
我们不仅是有在旧约里头的先知预言，还有一些故事，我们也有在新约里头使徒们他们亲眼的见证。
And it's the old and the new combined together gives us the whole picture of who Jesus is.
这旧约跟新约合在一起，向我们显示耶稣基督是谁。
Beyond that, we have the indwelling of your Holy Spirit.
而且在我们里面有圣灵居住。
Lord, reveal truth to our hearts.
请将你的话语向我们揭示。
We know that Jesus revealed his glory to Peter.
我们知道耶稣向彼得显现他的荣耀。
The Apostle Peter actually saw Jesus transfigured, a preview of heaven right before his very eyes.
使徒彼得呢，他亲眼看到耶稣变换形象，真的是看到天上的荣耀。
So Peter tells us, if we want to do well, we need to pay attention to God's word.
所以彼得提醒我们，我们要在这上面特别留意，在神的话语上面留意。
Without the light of God's word, we will stumble.
如果没有神话语的光亮，我们将会跌倒。
Yeah, the psalmist said, "Your word is a lamp to our feet; it's a guide to our path."
在诗篇诗人这样说：“你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。”
So, Lord, We know there's darkness all around us.
主，我们知道在我们周围有黑暗。
But it's worse than that, Lord. There's actually darkness even inside of us.
可是更糟糕的是，在我们里面也有更大的黑暗。
The fallen nature of our fallen soul.
这是我们灵魂的堕落。
Lord, even asChristians, we think and we say and we do things that are not pleasing to you.
我们知道，甚至我们基督徒，我们的所想、所说、所做的，都并不讨你喜悦。
Lord, forgive us.
主，原谅我们。
Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit,
靠你圣灵
change us, Lord, from the inside out.
靠你圣灵的 能力，让我们能够从里到外能够得到彻底的改变。
Yeah, take away our old, hard, corrupt hearts.
真的是拿掉我们那腐败的心。
Give us new, soft, kind hearts.
赐给我们一个良善、一个柔软的心。
Help us to be humble and to surrender, trusting in your word.
让我们真能够谦卑降服，而且信靠你的话语。
Because you love us.
因为你爱我们。
Because we love you.
也因为我们爱你。
We pray in Christ's name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. 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 All right. So we start the new year, the first Sunday with prayer.
所以我们在这新的一年第一次的主日崇拜，我们用祷告开始。
Okay, so at times, especially you watch the news, right? At times it seems, oh my gosh, the world is out of control. Everything is chaos. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow?
当你看到新闻的时候，你就觉得这个世界真的是一片混乱，我们不知道明天会发生什么事。
But God is always in control.
但是上帝是完全掌控的。
In fact, the scripture tells us that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega.
在圣经里头告诉我们，耶稣是 Alpha， 也是 Omega。
So you know the Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and the Omega is the last letter of the Greek alphabet.
我们知道 Alpha 是这个希腊文里头的第一个字母 ，Omega 是希腊文里头最后一个字母。
So he is the beginning and the end.
所以他是首先的，他也是末后的。
He is the first and the last.
他是开始，他是结束。
He is the author and the finisher of our faith.
他是为我们信心创始成终的。
So he knows the end from the beginning.
所以他在一开始的时候就已经知道结局会是如何。
So these names for Jesus, they show us he is Almighty God.
从这个耶稣的名字，我们可以知道神耶稣是那全能的上帝。
He is the one who was and who is and who is to come.
他是昔在、今在、以后永在的。
So the future, 2020, it is not just random chaos happening.
所以在我们面前这个2020年呢，它并不是一个自然随机力量的一个结果。
It isn't merely forces of men or forces of nature or luck or blind chance.
它不是自然或者是人为的力量，或者是盲目的运气或偶然的机会。
God has a plan.
上帝有他的计划。
It's the same plan he had from the very beginning.
这是跟他从创世之初同样的一个计划。
Before he even created the earth, he had a plan.
在创造这个世界之前呢，他就有一个计划。
And he's revealed his plan to us in the Bible.
他将他的计划向我们显现是借着圣经向我们显现。
This is what Peter is saying is so important.
这是彼得提醒我们，这是非常重要的。
This is something completely reliable.
这是一个完全可靠，是有更确凿的东西。
Okay, God has not changed his mind.
上帝并没有改变他的心意。
Let me prove this to you.
让我在这里向你证明。
Okay, so remember the last time when I spoke with you, it was the Sunday before Christmas.
上一次我讲到的时候是在圣诞节之前的那一个主日。
And I gave you the idea there were prophecies. There were prophecies about the coming of the Messiah.
我提到有许多弥赛亚要来的这个先知预言。
So way back, God had said, I'm going to send a very special person into the world.
在古老的时候神就说一些预言要应许有一个特殊的人要将出现在这个世界上。
That special person is going to destroy the work of the devil.
这个特别的人呢，他将要摧毁撒旦的作为。
So this is one of the ways that God proves to you who he is. He makes promises in the Old Testament and in prophecy, and then he fulfills those promises.
就是让我们啊，让表明了神是怎样的一个神。他在旧约里头借着先知将啊一些应许啊这个给我们，然后在新约里头他实现了这个应许。
Tells you what's going to happen.
他告诉我们会发现啊发生什么事情。
Causes those events to actually happen in history.
他也让这些事情真实的发生在人类历史上。
So let me remind us again just of a couple of those prophecies.
让我们啊再提醒大家有哪些预言。
These are prophecies that have already been fulfilled.
这是啊已经实现的预言。
Okay, for example, could it be possible that the Messiah would come from China?
有没有可能这个啊弥赛亚是从中国来的呢？
It's not in the prophecy, is it? No. Is it possible Messiah could come from Germany?
有没有可能这个弥赛亚是从德国来的呢？
No, not possible, because the prophecy is that the Messiah will come through the nation of Israel.
这不会的，因为这个圣经的先知预言里头并没有讲圣经的这个先知预言是说这个弥赛亚要从以色列。这个民族出来。
Okay, the Messiah would be born from the seed of the woman. Remember that?
这个弥赛亚呢，他是女人的后裔。
In Genesis 3:15, not from the seed of a man, but through the seed of a woman.
在创世纪三章十五节就提到说，这个是女人的后裔。
And the woman had to be a virgin.
这个女人呢，她必须是个童贞女。
And the virgin had to be from the family of King David.
而且这个童贞女呢，她必须是大卫王的家族。
And that baby had to be born in Bethlehem.
而且这个婴孩呢，是必须出生在伯利恒。
And one day God would call that child back to Israel from Egypt.
而且有一天上帝要将这个孩子呢，从埃及召回来，回到以色列。
So all these prophecies, they were written in the Hebrew scripture in the Old Testament.
这些先知的预言都是记载在希伯来的圣经里头。
And there are many, many more about the first coming of the Messiah.
这里还有更多有关于这个弥赛亚第一次要来的这个先知预言。
They were fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ.
这些预言呢，完全实现在耶稣这个人身上。
This way, when we take the time and we study the Bible,
当我们花时间来研读圣经的时候，
we can be certain that Jesus is the promised Messiah.
我们可以确信耶稣就是那应许的弥赛亚。
Okay, you have something completely reliable.
我们有那完全可靠的。
Now, there's even,
更确凿的东西。
Even more prophecies of his second coming.
可是还有更多的先知预言是有关于这个弥赛亚第二次的来到。
Obviously, it's still future.
虽然这个是在未来会发生的事情。
Let me give you just one.
让我告诉你其中的一个。
From Jesus' mouth.
是耶稣自己说的。
Jesus said,Don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
耶稣说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
In my Father's house, there are many rooms, and if that were not so, would I have told you I'm going there to prepare a place for you?
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到到我那里去。
I will come back and I will take you to be with me.
就必再来接你们到我那里去。
So it's a promise. That's a promise from the mouth of Jesus.
这是从耶稣口中所给出的应许。
He's foretelling a future event.
他预告了未来会发生的事情。
So just as surely as the events in the Old Testament actually happened at his first coming,
就好像在旧约里头的这些先知预言已经完全啊在啊弥赛亚第一次来临的这些这个事情上面已经实现。
Okay, so we can be very sure that what he has promised for his second coming will literally be fulfilled. He will do what he said.
我们也可以确信啊，耶稣所说他第二次再来的这个事情也会完全的实现。
God is always faithful. Amen. He always keeps his promises.
上帝是信实的，他永远持守他的承诺。
Okay, we have something completely reliable.
我们有那完全可靠的东西。
Let me give you just one more about the return of Christ in Acts chapter 1.
我再跟大家讲一个这个弥赛亚还要再来的，在使徒行传第一章。
Okay, so it's after Jesus has been resurrected and he is with his disciples.
当耶稣复活之后，他跟他的门徒在一起。
This is where Jesus is taken up from them before their very eyes.
这是耶稣被提升天，就在门徒的面前被提升天。
And a cloud hid him from their sight.
有一朵云彩把他接去，然后便看不见他了。
And they're looking intently up into the sky.
当耶稣往上门徒定睛望天的时候。
And suddenly, two men dressed in white stood beside them.
忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边。
They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking up into the sky?"
说加利利人呐，你们为什么站着望天呢？
Okay, the same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way that you have seen him go.
这离开你们被接升天的耶稣。你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
Okay, so very clear, right?
所以这非常的清楚啊。
Acts chapter 1, the same Jesus will come back.
这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，他还要再来。
So God wants us, excuse me, to learn to put our trust in his word, what he has said in the Bible.
所以要我们把我们的信心放在神的话语上面。
You will do well, Peter says. Pay attention as to a light shining in a dark place.
彼得这样说，就如果这样做，对你们是大有好处的。那些预言就像黑暗中一盏发光的明灯。
So it's good for us.
所以是对我们好，大有好处的。
We obey God's word.Because we love Jesus.
我们顺服神的话语，因为我们爱耶稣。
We're thankful for what Jesus has done to save us from eternal damnation.
我们感谢耶稣让我们能够脱离永恒的咒诅。
So it's love. Love is what motivates us to obey God.
激励我们能够顺服的是爱。
Okay, all that was introduction. Now we'll get to 2 Peter chapter 1.
这都是导言就是前言。我们现在要进入这个彼得后书。
Okay, Peter writes, I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them. I know you know them, but we need to be reminded of these things.
彼得在十二节这么说，你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。
Okay, you might remember a couple of weeks back when we had the recipe for the cake, the Christian qualities.
还记得我前几个礼拜讲到的时候，提到说这个基督徒的品格就好像这个做蛋糕的这个食谱一样。
If you remember, we had all of these Christian qualities, but what did we still need to do?
我们有许多列举出许多基督徒的品格，就是我们应该要做些什么。
We need to mix them. We need to stir them up.
我们还必须把它搅和在一起。
So this is what the Apostle Peter is trying to do here, trying to stir you up.
所以这是使徒彼得要做的事情，他要把你这个 搅动起来。
Okay, these Christian qualities, they can't just sit like a lump of clay.
所以这些基督徒的品格，这些蛋糕的这些成分，不能好像一块粘土在那边就不动。
For these things in you to be effective, God has to bring them to life, to make them alive, working.
这些品格必须有效而且活泼，要让它能够活出来。
And why?
为什么呢？
Well, maybe you've noticed, we have these signs all around the church.
你也许在教会会看到这样子的一个牌子。
Watch your step.
小心你的脚步。
Watch out.
小心。
Pay attention.
你要注意。
Okay, if we pay attention to these spiritual things, you don't have to stumble.
如果我们注意这些属灵的事情的话，我们就不会被绊倒。
Stumbling physically can be embarrassing enough, right?
如果像我们，如果身体上面我们跌倒了、绊倒了，是很尴尬的一件事。
Okay, but stumbling spiritually is infinitely worse.
可是如果在灵性上面被绊倒呢，是更糟糕的事情。
Let me give you an idea of a spiritual stumble.
让我举几个例子。
Who's that?
这个是谁呢？
That's King David.
这是大卫王。
What's the big deal?
这到底有什么问题呢？
I mean, didn't God create beautiful women?
这个上帝不是创造了美丽的女人吗？
Is it really a big deal to just, look a little bit?
如果我看看看有什么样的问题吗？
You can be sure King David would be the first to tell you how disastrous this little stumble was for his life.
你大卫王呢，他将会是第一个告诉你说他的这个属灵上面的跌倒是多么灾难性的事情。
And it wasn't only painful for him personally, it caused pain all through for many people.
他不止对大卫王个人带来了痛苦，他也对他许多的人带来了痛苦。
That little spiritual stumble caused pain for generations in David's family.
这个属灵上的绊跌呢，导致这个大卫他家族好几代的这个痛苦。
You have to love Psalm 51 is David's psalm of repentance for this little look.
你也许知道诗篇五十一篇是大卫悔改的诗篇。
Create in me a pure heart, O God, renew a steadfast spirit within me.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Don't cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me.
不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
And God in his mercy, David did not lose his salvation.
神的怜悯呢，大卫他并没有失去他的救恩。
But there were long-term painful consequences for that stumble.
可是这个灵性上面的这个绊跌呢，让导致了这个长期的一个痛苦的后果。
How about the Apostle Peter as another example?
使徒彼得也是另外一个例子。
You might remember Peter said to Jesus, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you."
还记得彼得跟耶稣说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
That spiritual stumble was one that Peter had a very difficult time recovering from.
这个灵性上的绊倒呢，是彼得很难从中能够恢复的这个时间。
So later on, Jesus will restore Peter.
后来耶稣原谅了彼得，而且复兴了他。
I think it was actually more difficult for Peter to forgive himself.
我想其实彼得他很难原谅他自己。
But in the end, both Peter and David, they learned their lessons, their painful spiritual lessons.
所以大卫王还有 使徒彼得他们都学了这个痛苦的一课。
We could easily give many more examples from the Bible, from people in the Bible who struggled spiritually.
我们也可以从圣经里头看到许多在灵性上面绊跌的例子。
You think of the prodigal son?
就比如说浪子。
Judah with Tamar.
犹大跟他玛。
Joseph's brothers.
约瑟的兄弟。
There's many examples.
有许许多多的例子。
I love what the Apostle Paul writes.
我很喜欢使徒保罗这样说。
In 1 Corinthians he says, These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us.
在这个哥林多前书使徒保罗这样说，他说他们遭遇这些事，并且写在经上，都是要作为借鉴。
Okay, this is why the Apostle Peter is telling us in his second letter, pay careful attention.
所以这是为什么这个彼得在他第二封书信里头要我们特别的注意这些事情。
We can avoid such painful stumbling.
我们可以避免这个灵性上面的绊跌。
Wouldn't you like to avoid all that heartache?
我们是愿意不要这样子心痛。
And pay attention to God's word and do what it says.
所以我们要要来注意这些事情，要注意神的话语。
How quickly we tend to wander away from the word of God.
我们通常是很快的就会离开我们自称我们所爱的这个上帝。
Part of our fallen nature still working out the process.
我们这个堕落的本性有的时候还会继续的在做他的事情。
I know I've shown you this picture many times, but it's an important image for us to have in our mind.
我把这张图已经给大家看过好多次，可是这是很重要的。
So this is part of what God is doing with you now in the church.
这个是神在你身上还有在教会里头正在做的事情。
He's transforming us.
他在转变我们。
That's because we need to be transformed.
这是因为我们必须要被转变。
Ask yourself, are you being transformed by the word of God?
问问大家，你是不是已经被转变了呢？
Yeah, are you different today, the first Sunday in 2020, than you were the first Sunday in 2019? Have you grown? Are you changing?
你这个2020年第一个主日跟2019年的第一个主日，你有没有什么不一样呢？
So spiritual transformation, it requires effort on our part.
在这个属灵上面的一个转变，也需要我们努力去做。
Peter says, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling.
所以彼得他这样说，他说弟兄姊妹们，应当更加的殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
Okay, we have to.Think about what we're doing. It doesn't just automatically happen, but the Spirit of God working with us.
我们必须要花心思来注意我们的身上的改变。圣灵他也帮助我们。
We're definitely not just speaking about external appearance, like you look really good, not just that.
我们当然不是说这个外表上面的改变，好像说我现在看起来很好。
Jesus said it's the spirit that gives life. The flesh, it counts for nothing.
耶稣说叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
You notice the word that Jesus used, nothing.
你要知道这个耶稣所说的是这个肉体是无用。
So put no confidence in the flesh.
我们不要信任肉体。
In other words, don't just try to look good on the outside so people think, oh, such a holy, religious, pious. No, it has to be in your heart, on the inside.
所以我们不是我们不要在外表上面表现的好像很敬虔，我们必须是在内心里头敬虔。
Now, when Peter is writing this letter, he knows He is about to be executed by the Romans.
当彼得写这封书信的时候，他知道这个罗马政府要将他处决。
In fact, Jesus said very to Peter, he said, "Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and you went wherever you wanted."
其实耶稣也跟彼得说过了，他说我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来。
But when you are old, Peter's probably close to 70 years old when he's writing this letter. When you're old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you don't want to go.
但年老的时候，当彼得写这封信的时候大概已经70岁了，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
And when Jesus says, "Very truly, I tell you,"
当耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你，
That's what he said to Peter.
这是他告诉彼得。
It doesn't mean perhaps, maybe, it might happen. It definitely will happen.
这是跟彼得说，这并不是说有可能好像会发生，而是说确确实实的会发生。
This is God, he is sovereign over everything.
这是上帝对一切事物的主权。
In fact, the Apostle John tells us, Jesus said this to Peter to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God.
使徒约翰也这样记载，就耶稣说这话是指的彼得将要怎样死，荣耀神。
So we know Peter was crucified.
所以我们知道彼得后来是被钉死在十字架。
And Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me."
但是耶稣跟彼得说，你跟从我吧。
Now as you read this letter, do you get a sense that Peter is like bitter or angry about what is about to happen to him?
当你读了这个彼得的书信，你有感觉到彼得他好像在生气或者心里有苦毒吗？
I mean, what crime did Peter commit that he should be crucified?
到底他犯了什么样子的一个罪，要让他被钉十字架呢？
Does Peter write, "Oh, I wish I had never quit my fishing business and followed this Messiah"?
彼得他有没有这样写呢？说如果我没有离开我的捕鱼生意去追随耶稣的话，我就可以避免这些所有的麻烦了。
Do you see Peter expressing regret? Oh, why did I do this?
你有看到彼得在书信里头显示他后悔吗？
Not at all.
完全没有。
Yeah. So it's important for us to see, even though following Jesus meant that Peter would suffer.
所以虽然跟随耶稣对彼得来讲是表明他要受一些苦的。
So Peter is demonstrating it's totally worth it.
但是彼得所表现出来，这是完全值得的。
You may know the Apostle Paul says the same thing.
使徒保罗也同样的这样子说。
Paul says, "Whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ."
我以先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
I consider everything lost because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus as my Lord.
我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Wow. How about you?
你呢？
How important is knowing Christ to you?
这个认识，能够认识耶稣对你来说是有多重要呢？
Something to think about.
这是很值得我们去思想。
Now it's interesting how Peter talks about his death.
有趣的是，我们注意一下彼得他是怎么样来谈到他将要离世的事情。
As long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know I will soon put it aside, as Jesus made clear to me.
他说趁我还在这帐篷的时候，因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。
He speaks of his body as a tent.
他把自己的身体当作是一个帐篷。
He sees his physical body. This physical body is something he's going to shed.
他啊，把这个他自己的这个肉身呢，啊，看作是必须要脱去的一些东西。
That's what we're going to do also on the day we die.
这也是啊，当我们死的那一天，我们要做的事情。
It'd be like taking off an outer garment, right, and putting it aside.
好像啊，我们这个穿的这个外面的这个衣服，我们要把它脱下来，放到一边。
But your soul, your spirit, that is eternal.
但是我们的灵魂是永恒的。
So Peter, as he's writing this, he's thinking, you know, I know I'm going to die very soon.
所以当彼得他在写这个书信的时候，他知道他快要离世了。
So I want to pass along to you something really important.
所以他要把他认为非常重要的事情能够传达出来。
So if you were about to die, and the last words you're sharing with someone you love, wouldn't you agree those are important thoughts?
当你啊快要死去的时候，你对你亲爱的人所讲的最后的话，一定是非常重要的。
Right, you're not going to start talking about the weather, right?
你大概不会讲说今天的天气怎么样。
So this is really important.
这是非常重要的。
And this brings us to the title of the sermon, Your Best Thought.
所以这是讲到我们今天讲到的题目，你最好的想法。
So as we head into 2020,into the new year. I know we've all got a lot of things on our minds, right? We're thinking so many thoughts.
当我们进入2020年，我们脑中有许多的想法。
But there's one thought that's higher than all the others.
可是有一种想法会比其他的要更高。
If you will allow it to be.
如果你让这个想法能够成为最高的一个想法。
So Peter wants you to know, he didn't make up this story about Jesus coming. It's not some clever idea that they dreamed up.
彼得呢，他并没有好像发明一个名叫耶稣的这样一个聪明的虚构的故事。
And even though Peter, he was the very first person on earth to say Jesus is the Messiah.
虽然彼得是在这个世上第一个人指出啊，耶稣就是那个弥赛亚的。
But he didn't clearly understand that not until after Jesus was raised from the dead.
可是他并不是完全的明白，一直要等到耶稣从死里复活。
And so at this point in his letter, Peter, from his memory of Jesus, he recalls this experience he had.
所以啊，在啊彼得写这个书信的时候，他回忆他所亲身经历的事情。
Because Jesus took Peter and James and John with him, and he led them up onto a high mountain.
因为耶稣曾经带着彼得、雅各、约翰，他们上了一座高山。
And there, Jesus was transfigured before them.
在那里呢，耶稣在他们面前变了形象。
His clothes became dazzling white.
他的衣服放光，极其洁白。
John says, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them.
这个地上漂布的呢，没有一个能漂得这么白。
There appeared before them Elijah and Moses, and they're talking with Jesus.
忽然有以利亚还有摩西向他们显现，并且和耶稣说话。
And a cloud comes and it covers them, and a voice from the cloud says.
后来有一朵云彩容啊照着他们，有话语从这个云中说。
This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him.
这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
So they got a glimpse, Peter and James and John. They got a glimpse of Jesus's true, glorious character.
所以耶稣让彼得、雅各和约翰瞥见了他真正的荣耀。
John the Apostle also writes about this in his gospel.
在啊，约翰使徒约翰他的这个福音书里头，他也这样的记载。
John says the Word became flesh, He made His dwelling among us, and we have seen His glory.
约翰说，道成了肉身住在我们中间，我们也见过他的荣光。
So we heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain.
所以彼得说，我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
And so I think this is the one thing that Peter wants to communicate before he dies.
所以这个是彼得在他死之前想要跟他的读者所表达的。
He got a preview. There's a kingdom coming.
他向你预告这个天国的降临。
And if there's a kingdom coming, there's a king who is coming.
如果说这个天国要降临，这个国度降临的话，当然也有一个王要降临。
You can't have a kingdom without a king, right?
你没有办法说一个国度里头没有王。
That coming king is Jesus.
这个要再来的王就是耶稣。
You know, we're going to have a presidential election this year in 2020.
你知道2020年在美国有这个总统大选。
You're going to hear a lot of people chanting, four more years, four more years.
你可能会听到人们不断的说，就是再过四年，再过四年。
Yeah, the coming kingdom is not like that.
可是这个要来的这个神的国度并不是这样。
Peter says you're going to receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
彼得这样说这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
So that's the thought that we want to take with us into the new year.
所以这是我们要进入这个新的一年的时候我们要有的一个想法。
This is the promised future that is coming.
这是一个应许的未来是会实现的。
Revelation says the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah. He will reign.
Let's
go a little further. He will reign forever and ever.
在启示录上面说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王直到永永远远。
So many people have heard this idea.
所以有很多人听到这样的一个事实。
But if you don't believe it, it won't have much impact on your life.
可是你如果不相信的话，它对你的生命并没有太大的作用。
So the truth has been revealed for you.
所以这个真理已经向你显明。
Jesus is coming back.
耶稣他还要再来。
That's like the aroma that needs to permeate everything that we do, that thought.
这是这个香气是要散播到每个地方，让我们的脑中时时在思想。
Okay, he's coming back.
耶稣还要再来。
Can you say that with me? Jesus is coming back.
Jesus is coming back.
就让我们一起讲耶稣还要再来。
Wonderful, make that like your first thought in the morning when you wake up for the whole year 2020.
希望你在这个2020年一整年当你起床的时候第一个想到的就是这个。
God will bless your life in this coming year.
让这个有福的想法看它怎样能够转变你每天的生活。
So you have something completely reliable.
因为我们有那完全可靠的。
When you believe it, you will not be shaken by all the things of the world.
如果我们相信的话，我们就不会这个世上这些乱七八糟的想法所动摇。
Can we stand on the solid rock of the truth of God's word.
我们是坚立在这个神的这个话语上面。
Okay, so this year, 2020, let's commit ourselves, let's make every effort, make all of our thoughts submit to the very best thought, okay? Jesus, the Messiah, is coming back.
所以在这一年，让我们尽一切努力，让我们的所有的想法都能够服从这个最好的一个想法，就是耶稣基督 要再来。
If most of the people on our planet don't have that thought, don't believe that thought.
在这个世上，大部分的人他们并不相信这个，他们也没有这种想法。
But for us, we who call ourselves Christians, this is our best thought.
可是对我们基督徒而言，这是最好的一个想法。
Let's close with prayer.
让我们啊用祷告来结束。
Heavenly Father,
爱我们的天父。
No matter what happens this year, we trust in you.
不论今年发生什么事，我们信靠你。
You have given us something completely reliable.
你已经赐给我们啊完全可靠的东西。
Just as those prophecies in the Old Testament were fulfilled in the first coming.
就好像旧约的这些先知预言在啊弥赛亚在耶稣第一次来临的时候已经完全实现。
So we believe, Lord, we trust that your promises of the second coming will also be faithfully fulfilled.
所以我们啊相信这个耶稣第二次的来临将会啊实现。
Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, I pray, fill our minds with this blessed hope.
真的是求圣灵帮助我们，让我们的心中充满这个最好的一个想法。
Help us not to worry about the future.
让我们不要为啊未来感到忧虑。
But to trust in your goodness and your love for us who believe.
而是让我们信靠你对信你的人的这个良善与爱。
Lord, let 2020, let this be the year we see your Holy Spirit at work in this church family.
愿意在2020年你的圣灵在我们的教会当中做工。
Especially in our own hearts, Lord.
尤其是在我们个人的心中。
May all that we think and all that we say and all that we do, may it be pleasing in your sight.
愿我们所想、所说、所做都能够讨你喜悦。
We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
我们是奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.